Okay, let's start with everybody's favorite topic, TikTok. I mean, boxing. TikTok. There were several fights on Saturday. I basically had the TV and my computer playing a few different fights pretty much all day long. And yes, that strong narrative aspect of boxing was in full force. The fight I most anticipated, and it turned out to be the best one, was the fearsome Ukrainian heavyweight champ Alexander Usyk. He was undefeated going in, and this fight against Daniel Dubois was for all the belts, undisputed, and as I expected, Usyk knocked Dubois out. And Usyk became the only man to become undisputed champ for a third time, with two previous reigns, one at cruiserweight and one at heavyweight previously. Usyk will likely be considered one of the top 10 of all time, but then again, I hate lists like that. But he is a badass, and he always delivers the goods. He's accomplished enough at this point, and I think he should retire and enjoy his life and spend time with his family. And I mean, Usyk is such an epic-sounding last name. It's like I picture some small Ukrainian town. There's some massive dude chopping wood, and a couple people are standing there. They point to the guy chopping wood, and they ask, "Hey, who is that guy?" And the other person says, "Oh, that's Usyk. You don't want to fuck around with that guy." And speaking of not knowing when to call it quits, Manny Pacquiao fought Saturday night at age 46, his first fight in 4 years. And the less said of the whole thing, the better. I mean, Pacquiao fought competently, nothing amazing, but he was fighting a not really great fighter who in Manny's prime, Manny would have probably knocked out. So there was no real point to this fight other than Manny wanting to taste the excitement and success of past days. But man, that ship has sailed. The fight was decent. I mean, Manny fought to a draw, but it's time for the Pac-Man to hang up his boxing gloves. He was great. He was a goddamn sensation, but that chapter is over. Anyway, thanks for indulging me. I know not many people really give a shit about boxing these days. So let's move on then.
You are my density. You are my density.
Oh, wait, I lied. One more boxing-related thing. So at the Usyk boxing match in London, they showed some of the celebrities in the crowd, which included the charismatic tough guy, Britain's own Jason Statham, who was discovered by the crappy director Guy Ritchie. And he put Statham in his directorial debut, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels from 1998. Remember that weird period where, like, Guy Ritchie and Madonna were married and they made a god-awful remake of the Lena Wertmüller film Swept Away? The Guy Ritchie Madonna version is from 2002. It's just one of those absolutely historical debacles. I think it literally made like $1 million worldwide. But anyway, back to Jason Statham. I still haven't been watching too many movies lately. I'm still working on some stuff that no one wants to hear about. But I weirdly did watch Jason Statham's newest film from 2025 entitled A Working Man, directed by David Ayer, who is a solid director, but nothing special. And A Working Man is enjoyable enough. It's exactly like you would expect. Jason Statham gets wronged by someone and he gets pissed and then kills like 400 dudes. Statham's movies are predictable, but again, he does have a cool presence. And while it's corny, it does feel good to see him unleash some like brutal vengeance on people. And David Harbour, he of Stranger Things, or if you prefer, 2019's Hellboy, he plays a small role in A Working Man, and I always enjoy seeing David Harbour. He's just a literally big and interesting dude. He's 6'3", and he's publicly mentioned being diagnosed with bipolar disorder and also about his commitment to staying sober. He just kind of seems like a sensitive and genuine guy. And David Harbour played an ill-tempered, deadly Santa Claus in 2002's Violent Night. It's okay, not great. The thing that mainly sticks with me from Violent Night is a song in the soundtrack. It's one of the worst songs I've ever heard, and I cannot fucking forget this evil little ditty. Please go listen to Santa Claus Has Had Enough of Christmas by Dominic Lewis. It's kind of catchy, but it's also dreadful. Please be tormented like me and go listen to it. Speaking of being genuine, you know, I try to be an honest person and fairly authentic, and a couple months ago I was looking at myself in the mirror and it looked like I was getting more gray hair on the sides than I remembered. So I looked up gray reducing shampoo or whatever on the internet. So there was a bunch of bullshit out there, but ultimately if you really want to reduce gray hair, you're going to have to dye it. So I found some Just for Men gray reduction shampoo, And I was telling myself, oh, this is just shampoo. Let's give it a shot. And while, yes, technically maybe it's shampoo, it's actually dye. I mean, I would wash my hair with this a couple times a week, and when I would rinse, the water would get dark. And plus, when you rinse, you have to wear gloves or something so the shampoo doesn't stain your fingers. And so anyway, I used it for a while, and the hair on the side of my head was getting darker. But after like a month, one day I was rinsing my hair in the shower, and I seeing this artificial dye running down the drain. And I was like, dude, this is so not you. It's one of the few times in the recent past where I found myself being out of character. So I threw my bottle of Just for Men in the garbage. Okay, a new bicentennially annually feature of the podcast, Mark D's controversial question of the day. Okay, here we go. Is waterboarding always bad? Think amongst yourselves. And just the other day, I noticed a button you can press on the dryer that says wrinkle prevent. And it's like, wouldn't this be something you would always want on? I mean, is there a downside to wrinkle prevent? Is there some people out there that just prefer their clothes wrinkled? Oh, and here's a pretty good made-up movie scene. Picture Beetlejuice as a stand-up comic. We cut to the crowded theater. It's completely full of skeletons sitting in seats. Beetlejuice looks to the audience and says, "Oh yeah, this is an older crowd. I love that." And here's one more. An older Jack Nicholson is sitting with an older Michelle Pfeiffer, and he says, looking into her eyes, "You know, this is gonna sound corny, but whenever I see you, I start to think that there actually may be a God up there." All right, well, I have been finding myself falling into familiar patterns once again. I always find a way to do this. I'm good for a while, then I'm not good, then I'm good, and then I'm not good. I keep trying to change my main character a bit, but let me tell you, he is a stubborn son of a bitch. But yeah, I'm working on it. So yeah, I need to focus, get a little more discipline back in my life, and of course, watch more movies. And in closing, let's speak of going to the movies. When I was younger, like one of the things I really enjoy at the movies was movie previews. Like most things back then, previews were simpler, shorter, and just generally well done and fun, and they didn't overstay their welcome. Now I dread movie previews. First off, they're generally long as shit. They generally show you way too much of the story, too. Sometimes after a preview, I'll be like, well, there's no reason for me to see that movie. I almost saw everything in the trailer. And the way I see it, the longer a movie trailer is, the worse the movie probably is, because they are throwing everything they have in there to try and get you to see it. If a movie is really good or has a really compelling idea, the trailer could be like a minute maximum. So on top of the trailer itself being too long, nowadays they show like 10 fucking other movie previews. I generally will sit outside the theater door and wait for the previews to be done, and then I go in. I also like getting in one last piss before the movie starts. I drink a lot of water and I have an anxious bladder. Yes, America, even my bladder is high strung. Then, of course, after that last preview, then there's some fucking thing where people are dancing and drinking Coke and some bullshit trying to get you to go buy popcorn. And depending on which movie theater you are at, the absolute worst thing is this awful thing they show with a plastic-looking, frozen and fillered to the gills, Nicole Kidman, walking into a movie theater talking about the power of movies or some shit. It's like, yes, we love movies. Can we fucking start the one I paid to see, please? All right, on to a new week. Let's see where it takes us.